This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, October 14th. Well, we saw cattle markets slightly weaker yesterday, not a lot of energy to the downside, but definitely seeing some pressure. It was a bull spread type of action, however, which is interesting, given that the market was lower across the board, but bull spreads were working, does suggest that perhaps there's a bit more to the upside here. If we get another day of that, then I would be careful about getting short the cattle space just yet. But in the meantime, we have reached up some 50% retracements on this rally in some of the deferred feeder cattle contracts, and also in the live cattle have gotten up into some minor resistance areas. So I do expect the market still to pull back a bit here, then take another leg up into early November. So we'll see how all that materializes. Cash market so far this week, we've seen a few thousand head trade at around 124, which is up one from last week's average. The box beef was lower again yesterday, choice down 105 at 280, select down 265 at 259. The spread was up 160 at 2132, movement was 171 loads. So box beef, keeping track of how many days down we've been, in choice we've been down 34 of the last 36 days, for a drop of $68, which is 20% off of its high from August 23rd. In select, we're down 30 days of the last 36 days, which is a drop of $60. That's down 19%. So we're, you know, continuing this slide in box beef, and yet the cash market was at least steady, if not a little higher this week. So it does show that the packers continue to absorb all the loss in the box beef values. We still don't have much leverage in the feedlots, but at least they're not hammering the producer on this side of the equation. In slaughter rates, we're at 361,000 head. That's down 2,000 from a week ago, and it's steady with a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 11 cents. We're sitting at 154.26. Federally inspected slaughter so far this year, running year to date, is up 3.3%. Cow slaughter's up 5.9%. Dressed weights at 830 pounds last week were down 2 from the previous week and down 14 from where we were a year ago. And that is a drop of 0.3%. So year-to-date beef production is running 2.9% ahead of a year ago. It's interesting to look at the cow slaughter. It has moved around quite a bit, you know, sitting at 5.9% ahead of a year ago. Here a month ago, we had dropped to just 1 or 2% over a year ago. And then the month before that, we were up in the high fives as well. So getting quite a bit of movement in that percentage, especially this late in the year, you have to really be seeing some big number fluctuations in order to move a percentage that far going back already at least 9 months. So in the short term for futures, I do expect the markets to pull back a bit here. The question is, do you get another leg to the upside into early November, or have we seen our high and we just continue on down? My guess is that this pullback will be short-lived. You will get another run up into early November. I think demand for calves will stay strong as you get the corn harvest wrapped up and farmer feeders start looking for calves, plus a pretty good range in the southern plains. It's the eastern half of the plains, but most of Oklahoma has had decent rain over the last month or so. It appears that winter wheat should be getting some decent growth on it, and I would expect that you would see demand for calves be fairly strong to put on pasture for at least the first part of the winter to do some winter wheat grazing. So I still expect demand for feeder cattle to be fairly strong in early November. That's why I'm looking for the futures market to hold itself together at least for then until about that time. And the feeder cattle index showing some strength that would kind of underscore that as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.